Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. Her one rule for our wedding ceremony was no cell phones. Luke, you're in trouble. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And that's very true. I said no cell phones for us. I said no cell phones for the cast members, no. for the guests. Although I saw my dad sneaking pictures.
It wasn't necessarily like no photos. It was more we weren't going to read our vows off our phones. We didn't want our officiants to be reading off a phone or an iPad.
Yeah. Remember Luke, who forgot to write their vows on a piece of paper?
Who could that be? Because let me see. I gave my vows some real thought and I did too. I printed them down on paper. And
they were in my phone. I regret not doing those Etsy styled vows that they just printed it for you in like a nice paper.
I didn't even know that was a possibility.
Well, you'll learn later. Oh. I wrote it basically on a napkin because I forgot. And right before I walked down the aisle, John is like, what are your vows? I'm like, shit, they're on my phone. Yeah. And he's like, no phones.
Yeah.
And that was my rule. So literally like a piece of paper or a napkin, I'm like writing it down, like everyone's walking. I was like, shit.
We have a photo from our photographer.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice photo, actually.
I think, and Teresa's going to tell me no, but I think we should post that on the Patreon. I think we should.
It's a nice photo.
Can we do that? Can we post you writing your vows the moment before we walk down the aisle? We're going to put it on the page.
About 5 minutes prior, guys. As I was chugging tequila because I was trying to like let the nerves go, but I was also a little hungover. So I was trying to do a head of a dog.
Yikes.
It all worked out.
A lot of rules from Teresa. No such rule, though, as no backwards hats. So Luke was fine with a backwards hat in Teresa's eyes.
I had a lot to say about the wardrobe, and we talked about it before. I said everyone needs to be wearing, it's not business casual, business, what, no.
Who, you mean the cast members?
Yes. Well, what's the attire at the wedding? Not black tie, but the step down.
There's black tie optional.
Optional, but black tie optional.
There's cocktail. There's cocktail
yeah.
Attire.
But I said dark colors. Yeah. It's full, like black, dark green. For our band, I said everyone in black.
You said black blazer,
but
tie.
Dressed up. Like I was like, everyone needs to look very nice, and everyone follow through besides one of your family member with the Boston Sox jacket.
The Boston Red Sox?
Yeah, the Red Sox.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was dressed underneath.
He was dressed for the dress rehearsal. The cast member wasn't wearing his actual, his costume.
No, he was wearing suit and tie underneath. So our
it
wedding
was
outside.
It was cold.
It wasn't. It was 55 or 50.
I think it was 50.
Yeah.
The sun was setting, though. It was a little chilly. Not everyone got a a little cocktail to warm them up before.
All right. Well, we were serving spiked something.
No, I thought we said we're not going
to. Oh, not spiked, so people would get drunk.
Exactly. There was an option. We said absolutely. With our friends and family, with these cast members, no. Save it for the wrap party.
People could drop. People could grab a cider when they're waiting for us.
A hot cider.
Yeah, hot cider. Not spiked.
Not a spiked. Anyways, we'll talk about the weddings of these cast members in a minute. Before we get into it, real quick, a little business. If you guys want to hear us talk about the single life, you can do that. We're doing it on Patreon and Supercast. It's also where we're going to drop a beautiful photo of my lovely wife writing her vows just moments before taking the stage. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality, MarriedToReality.Supercast.com. Also, follow us on Instagram. We're having fun over there. We post memes once in a while. We share news, updates, scheduling. But most importantly and most fun, it's where we chat with you guys.
Yes, we love chatting. On Instagram, on the Patreon, whatever.
Yes. Also, make sure you are following the podcast wherever you are listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as wedding ready cocoa.
Oh, all right. Well, agree to disagree.
Well, thinking of this episode, Coco was the hottest.
All right. That's you may be right about that. And last but not least, if you guys haven't left a review, please do. A lot of you guys have left reviews, but if you haven't, we would love it if you could. If you write something and you leave a 5-star review, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
Yes.
All right. Before we get into the meat of the episode, what about a little 90 day by the way?
Share what you've got. I offered that I'll share some with you. Well, and you said no.
Depending on how the week goes, I may tap you for an upcoming episode. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot out there. I picked a couple. One you guys may know about. One you probably don't know about. And so here we go. By the way, number one, let's start with maybe the more obscure story. This woman, she sure knows how to stay busy. Stepanka, Stephanie, has another business venture.
Okay.
A new podcast.
Oh.
Titled Unfiltered Talk. Okay, we know she has her business Unfiltered, the OnlyFans adjacent type business, Unfiltered. So Unfiltered Talk, it's a new podcast. She's got 3 episodes out. Some real duds for guests so far.
What do you mean?
So the first episode, which I actually want to give a listen to, so full disclosure, I haven't listened to any of these episodes, but episode 1, solo ep, it was her talking about her 90-day journey. She was going to kind of spill some tea and share some.
I want to listen to that too.
Behind the scenes things, what really went down in Australia.
Ooh.
So that's episode 1. Episode 2, Shake from Love is Blind. There to shake things up a little bit.
All right.
He apparently spills some tea on fellow cast members and what's real, what's not. So it could be interesting, but he's hard to stomach. So I'll probably skip that one. And then episode 3, really taking a nosedive over here. Her friend Heather. Remember Heather who got drunk on the tell-all?
Well, she is on the Unfiltered, I believe. I think so.
So she's also a guest on episode
3.
So there you go. If you want to hear more from Stepanka, Stephanie, you can. Unfiltered Talk. Unfiltered without the second E.
Okay.
Give it a listen wherever you check out your podcasts.
All righty.
All right. By the way, number 2. New Happily Ever After season.
Woo-hoo!
Is coming to town.
Yes.
And we got the cast.
Share.
All right.
Care to share?
I do care to share.
All right.
Care to hear?
Ooh.
Yeah?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. Let's start slow and build up.
Okay.
Lauren and Alexi.
Duh.
Somewhat surprising and exciting because we haven't seen them in a while. We don't watch Diaries. We don't watch Lauren and Alexi spinoffs. So I guess they're kind of not new or not recently new, but they are to us.
I don't mind Lauren and Alexi, but they have 3 kiddos. I don't know. Well.
That's going to be their storyline, is them navigating parenthood with 3 children and their daughter's first birthday.
All right.
So that's Lauren and Alexi. Where do we go from there? How about, let's just get out of the way. Gino and Jasmine back for like a third season in a row.
You know, normally I hate back-to-back-to-back cast members, but I like this because before the 90s, they were in Panama, right? 93 OG. They're in the U.S.
America.
And as we know, they tied the knot. And then, and now we're going to see how she's adjusting to her life in Michigan. True. So I'm here for it.
True.
I'm here for it.
Give me something new. And that's what it seems like. Old couple, new storyline. I'm all here. Yeah. So Gino and Jasmine. Next, I'm somewhat excited about. Again, this is Happily Ever After. So it's all old couples. But give me a new storyline. How about Nicole and Mahmood? How about Mahmood coming to America?
Oh, yes.
They've only had life as a married couple in Egypt. So come to America. Let's see how that works.
Remember, people spotted them filming like a year ago or so.
Totally.
I could not believe that. I literally thought that was all fake.
No, I mean, the relationship or the filming?
Yeah, the relationship.
Yeah. No, you're right. I thought it was real and then I thought it was over and then I thought they said, well, let's fake it to be on TV.
I did not think that was a real relationship. All those issues, and I was kind of questioning Mahmood and what he's into.
Sure.
And wow, I'm very excited about this.
All right, get your ass to America, Mahmood. We got some television to film. So that is that couple. Next, Emily and Kobe.
Okay.
Not the biggest fan of Emily. Kobe, I enjoy
They also
watching.
Have some kiddos, so.
They've got some kiddos, and on this season, they're going to bring those kiddos to Cameroon so Emily can meet Kobe's family.
Oh, okay. I'm here for it.
Are you in?
I'm in. I don't mind Emily and Kobe.
All right. Well, if you like that storyline, then you're going to like this storyline. Patrick and Thais. Patrick's going to be traveling with Thais to Brazil.
Okay.
And we remember that Thais's dad was kind of unaware.
Yeah.
So now Patrick's going to go meet the parents. And to add a little more drama, Drunk John's going with them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Are you excited?
All right. I am.
All right. Well, settle in then because it's going to take a hard left. Smollett and Liz.
They're not even together. They've been on and off for multiple seasons.
Yeah.
We all watched The Last Resort. That should have been it
that
for them.
The Last Resort.
Apparently they got married. I don't know if that's what this is going to be about.
Should've been the last season. Yeah, so they moved to Arkansas.
Arkansas.
On this season. And then they decide whether or not to get married.
Ooh.
We do know that. As far as we know, they got married.
Yeah.
We saw the wedding invitation anyway. And then there'll be obviously some issues. And I think it ultimately ends in divorce because we know Liz is banging other people now.
Yeah, and Liz needs to divorce Smollett because he just mentally drained her. Like, you can see it in her face.
Oh, yeah.
How, like, she went from being 30 to being 50 very quickly.
Yeah.
Just like, she needs to leave him, and I think she did so good.
All right. And last, but certainly not least, Angela and Michael.
I hope he is in the U.S. And I know we've all seen these pictures circling around. Uh-huh. Michael in Georgia, uh-huh. Michael in Walmart, Michael at the airport. Uh-huh. I'm here for
I'm
it.
I'm so here for it. My guess is yes. My guess is he is here in the United States
Finally.
Of America.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He's going to be abused on the American soil.
You got that right. So it all premieres Sunday, March 17th. Circle the date. Mark your calendar.
So it's blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It's replacing this one, right?
Yeah. So I would imagine two-part tell-all?
At least. Please, give it to me. My favorite.
Yeah, we're basically like a month away. So
yeah.
Although February is a short month. I don't know. I'm bad with numbers.
It's a leap year.
Oh,
I explained to you what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a happy hour on the leap day.
There is?
Yes.
All right. Sign me up. All right. That is 90 Day, by the way. What do you say we do it? The reason we're here, the real reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé Season 10, Episode 17.
Woo-hoo.
Let's start with Nicole and Justin, a.k.a. Igor.
And Nikki.
I said Nicole.
Yeah, it's you should have said Nicole and Igor, aka Nikki and Justin. Oh,
Nikki Exotica and Justin.
Just say Nikki. Okay. I don't understand why they were on the OG.
No, you're 100% right. And that was going to be my final note for this couple was, yes, you are right. They were on the wrong season. This is B90.
Literally.
This is a B90 storyline. But
I think you might be right with your take
Devin
on. Yeah.
And Nick.
They needed someone, but all right.
Maybe they were filmed because, although Happily Ever After is next. Oh, and I should say, we just went through the couples. Mm-hmm. There's whispers that there's going to be more couples on Happily Ever After.
Really?
And I think there always is. They always end up taking couples from the previous season and rolling them in. I don't know.
I mean, they're rolling in Gino and Jasmine.
True. Anyways, we'll just thought I'd throw that. But yeah, okay. Justin pulling a major Zed. So much Zazzle. So much. So much. So much Nikki on my shirt.
Well, okay. So Nick is leaving.
Yeah.
Justin got drunk at the engagement party, so they banged it out.
Oh, yeah.
And Nikki's like, my Gucci's happy. Woo. His pee-pee's happy.
Woo.
Don't talk like that. Nah. I freaking hate it.
Nah.
You're calling a grown man penis pee-pee? She said penis.
Well, we haven't seen it. It may be a pee-pee. yeah, but she's happy because they banged. I think he's happy because she's leaving.
Yeah. He feels sad. He acts sad because the wallet is leaving.
True.
But
I don't even think he acted that sad. Everyone was in pretty good spirits.
I guess. I mean,
that's why I was like, I don't really totally buy that you're sad because, I mean, we just got back from Europe. I was sad. I was sad to leave.
I know.
I wasn't
too.
Like dancing through the airport. I was sad.
We landed in the U.S. and we went through the passport control. I'm like, ugh.
Very sad. But I don't know. Maybe Maya, Mother Maya was sad. But even she was like, well, she gave a nice gift. She gave a bag of jewelry and other gifts, apparently, to Nikki. Your mom gave me a bottle of ginger shots.
She did, but didn't you like it?
Loved it.
A bottle of wine.
Just bottles.
Yeah.
Just bottles of beverage.
Here's the thing. Full disclosure, we went to Europe and our birthdays are coming up. So my parents were like, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And I'm like, we don't want anything. Like I can't really think of things. And we just celebrated my dad's 60th and my parents spent a lot of money, including myself, because I helped out. So I'm like, we don't need to spend money on my 34th birthday. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that big, right? So I told them, like, don't give us anything. Like, you can take us out for a nice lunch, as they did.
They sure
went to this, like, nice steakhouse. But then they whipped out a bottle of ginger shot.
Which I loved.
Yeah, and a bottle of red wine for you.
Which I also loved.
And I got a bottle of white wine.
Which I don't really love, but
I do. I love the Czech one. So that was really nice.
Yeah, ginger shots are becoming a big part of my routine.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, not to plug ginger
shots.
You
know that was like, the bottle was like really expensive.
I Googled it. I Googled how much it was.
How much was it?
I think it was probably like $40.
Shit, that's a lot.
Maybe it was 40. No, I think it may have been like 40, 20, 30. I don't know. But I did look at it and go like, oh, well, that's actually like a nice gift.
That's a very nice gift.
But here's why I'm going to plug.
And I was going to add, we shared it with my parents every morning.
Every morning. So yes, it was beautiful. And it worked. We stayed healthy. So here's how I got on my ginger shot kick. I was on a work trip for a week before we went to Europe.
Over a week.
And every morning we did ginger shots. And I was like, I really want to stay healthy. I'm traveling after this. So we all did ginger shots. Traveled there, traveled home, traveled to Europe, didn't get sick. And I'm a guy who like definitely gets a cold when
I
travel.
You were on antibiotics for 3 days.
Not that I needed to be. We got to check.
But it helped you.
We got to check and I was like, oh, I'm feeling a little stuffy. And your mom just threw medicine at me. So I took it.
Well, my mom's best friend is a doctor. So my mom called her. I was standing there. And then my mom got you these 3-day antibiotics. They're just like a quick fix.
Yeah.
And it helped.
And it was fine. But I never got really sick. I didn't have a chance to. But we kept the ginger. Good. We kept the ginger shots going. And I stayed healthy throughout Czech. Stayed healthy throughout Rome. Came back healthy. So ginger shots, I think, are the way to go.
Yeah.
Very into them.
Very good.
All right. So speaking of traveling, they go to the airport. It was a sweet goodbye. They hug it out. Nikki leaves a few months before they're able to see each other. K-1 is the next step. So
yeah, we'll see.
Not a 90-day OG story.
No. And I think they mentioned that you can only apply for a K-1 twice.
You're right. This is it. This is it.
But I'm wondering, whoever's reviewing it, they're going to have a file with them with the same names that they've done it 15 years prior, right?
Sure.
So I'm wondering how that's going to go.
I think it helps. I think it supports their case.
Really?
That they've been together for 15 years.
But they
years.
Haven't.
Well, no one knows that they weren't traveling back and forth to see each other.
True. Well, hot take, I don't think Justin is making it to the U.S.
I don't think so either.
We'll see.
I don't think so either. All right. Next up.
Sophie and Rob.
Sweating for the wetting.
Yes.
Sophie and Rob, yeah. 5 days to wed. Still a lot of prep needs to be done. Got to get a workout in. Got to get that wedding body right.
Yeah, that's good. Working out's good.
Then need to get the flowers.
Yes. And bouquet shopping's important. I'm not a big flower person. I feel like talking about weddings always brings me back to our wedding.
Sure.
I loved my bouquet, however. It was very nice.
This place that they went to get the flowers looked more like a FedEx than a florist.
Right?
It was not very charming.
It was not. And here's the thing. Sophie's theme is pink and blue. What is this, a baby shower?
Is this a gender reveal?
Literally.
Or a wedding. Yeah. And apparently the flower color that they picked wasn't even the right shade of pink. So the whole thing's out of whack. But that's what you get when you go to mailbox, etc. and not the florist shop.
True. But florists can be expensive. But if you go to those like real deal seal places with when they sell all the plants outside, what do you call it?
A greenhouse? Or
yeah, like we sometimes go when we were on a plant journey.
Yeah.
You used to go to this
that's
place.
That's not where you go to get bouquets.
But you could. They might put it together too.
No.
You don't think so?
No, that's where you go to get like a cactus. Or
we need a new cactus, by the way.
Or other large greens. That's not where you go to get.
I guess.
Bouquet.
I mean, you could.
That's where you go
if
you, want to plant your own flowers to eventually make your own bouquet. I think.
Well, here's the issue. Rob just dropped Sophie off without getting out and saying hi to mom. And mom is taking it personally, saying he just acts like a kid.
Yeah, I don't think she's wrong in this instance. I think he could have said hello.
Oh my gosh, 100%. But Sophie says, you know what? I don't want any fights before the wedding, so this is for the best. Not even saying hello.
It's not a good look, but it's a little too much, I think, when Claire said, oh, you know, Rob the Knob's actually a frog, and I don't think when you kiss this frog, he's going to turn into a prince. I think he's going to let you down as a husband. Like, you're bouquet shopping for your wedding bouquet, and your mom is telling you that your husband's going to let you down. That's too far.
Well, I think she's hoping that Sophie will change her mind.
I know, but don't do it at the wedding. I mean,
she's
I guess
not.
Maybe,
she's doing it prior.
No, I was saying at the wedding flower place, but she is doing it. Yeah, better.
Yeah.
Now than later, I guess.
Well, what happens next? I didn't understand. So maybe you did. So
someone call in because I did not.
Oh, okay, good. Because they're home saying we're packing. We're gonna go to Santa Barbara for the wedding the day before, so they can wake up and be there.
Makes sense so far.
Yeah, and then mom rolls in that she's spending the night. So I'm like, okay, so mom stays here and we'll just go to Santa Barbara tomorrow to join them. But no, they're all staying.
I don't think, this is my only explanation, I don't think Claire has as much money as we think she does. But then she, a beat later, she's like, well, I'll just leave and get a hotel room. It's like, okay, well, are you stretching your budget to go get a hotel room?
Yeah.
Are you trying to save money and that's why you're sleeping on the floor? Is it a super early wake up call and you guys are going to like leave for Santa Barbara at 5 a.m. and you don't want to waste time grabbing Claire. I don't know. Maybe we missed it, but to me, it didn't make sense. And my other issue is, I think Claire was going a little hard at Rob, calling him a frog, saying he's not going to turn into a prince. I think that was a little much. And then Sheik shows up at his apartment, right? Comes in all upset, being a little cold to Rob, saying that he wasn't super welcoming to her. Not, I don't blame Rob. Like, now you're staying in my place.
Yeah.
You're staying in my place and you're being rude. And now you're being mad. You're mad because I wasn't super welcoming. It's like you shat on this place for an hour the first time you're here. Now you want to stay here?
Well, he makes a comment. He's like, okay, just keep the small space jokes to minimum, which true, but here's why I blame Rob too. As he's talking to her, he's lying in bed, being on his phone. He doesn't even look up. I hate when you're talking to someone, they don't look at you.
I know.
So disrespectful.
But again, if your parents came and looked at our place and shat on it for an hour, and we're like, this is where you are, Teresa, you're too good for this place. Why would you stay here? He can't even get a job and get you a decent. And then a week later, your parents came and were like, we're actually going to stay. We're going to sleep. I'd be like, no, you're not. You're actually not going to stay here because it wasn't good enough a week ago, but now you want to stay here. So I am not that.
Okay.
I'm not that put off that Rob just kept to himself and played his video games on his phone, because that's actually a better reaction than I would have had if I was in his shoes.
I guess, but Sophie picks up on it, says, Mom, let's go outside. So they're chatting outside, and something happened to Rob because he's like, you know what? Let me set up her bed. So that's the least I can do. Maybe we can get past it.
Let's actually accurately paint the picture. Now let me set up her bed. Let me inflate her mattress.
Yeah, but he also put the pillows.
Sure.
And
no, it was nice, but let's use your parents again as an example. If you're gonna open your doors and be kind about it, don't you give the parents the bed and you sleep on the air mattress?
Oh yeah, for sure.
So
for sure.
But it was
good.
Don't
use my parents as an example. They loved where we live.
No, I know.
They were way too at home with my dad walking in his undies around here.
Way too at home. Way too at home. So yeah, he did. He set up the bed and mom, I think, ended up maybe being the bigger person at the end of the day and was like, this is it. This is love. This is what you guys need to keep doing.
But again, she's saying all this, thanking him for setting up the bed, and he's on his phone. Like,
I know.
Look up.
I know. But again, I'd still be pissed if you were staying in my place after shitting on it.
You need to be a bigger person.
No,
at some
course.
Point,
they both do. Yeah. They both do. All right. This is a good place to take a quick break. You'll hear a word from our sponsors. And when we come back, are those wedding bells I hear? Are those wedding bells?
Oh, yeah.
They sure are. All right. Take a break. We'll be back in a second.
Hey, guys. If you are feeling a little off lately, like night sweats, low energy, or just generally not feeling like you, trust me, you're not alone. There are over 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Rent-free. Sounds like some 90 dayers we know, am I right? But seriously, these sneaky disruptors are hiding everywhere. In our food, water, air, even our skincare. And they're messing with how we feel. The good news? We don't have to just live with it anymore thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth. Designed to support optimal hormone levels and help you feel your best at any stage of life. Let me tell you what makes this stuff so amazing. It's powered by adaptogens, those science-backed, nature-inspired herbal extracts that help your body adapt to stress. Whether it's occasional bloating, mild mood swings, sleepless nights, or those dreaded hot flashes, Hormone Harmony has you covered. And here is the cherry on top. Happy Mammoth is committed to quality. With over 30,000 rave reviews, women everywhere are saying things like, I feel like myself again. And trust me, that's the kind of energy we all need. Oh, and fun fact, this stuff is flying off the shelves. A bottle is sold every 24 seconds, so don't wait. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MERIT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MERIT for 15% off today. It's time to start feeling like yourself again with Happy Mammoth.
Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
And we're back.
We're back. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Theresa.
You ready to go to Michigan?
I'm ready. Gino's ready.
Two hats.
He's so ready. He's prepared.
Backup hat.
You can't be too prepared. I love how it was the same hat too, right?
It was exactly the same
because he chose that hat. Specific. That's his wedding hat. Mm-hmm. You don't just go like, well, here's the hat I want to wear. And if something goes wrong, if Coco ends up, you know, chewing on it or something, well, I'll just wear a Luke style hat. No.
Yeah.
He has a vision for his wedding outfit.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a backup.
Well, Jasmine is getting ready in their house because
she doesn't have a hat. She needs her hair done.
But also, she's not used to doing first looks. And it's the same in Czech. We don't do that. You see the bride at the altar.
Right. She's like, oh, it's good luck that we're getting ready separately. I think it's bad luck that you got stuck at the apartment, though.
Also, he's seen you. He bought the dress for you. Like, very he saw true. You in it.
Well,
so
let's not throw baby out with the bathwater. Let's do a little bit of pomp and circumstance here. But I think give her the bridal suite. At the
true,
venue, why is
true.
She stuck in this smelly, hungry man smelling beef jerky, dirty toilet condo?
No one knows.
No, that's not good. Did you see, speaking of that apartment, he had sconces over his sofa.
What's a sconce?
I knew you would ask.
What is it?
Like the lights that come out of the wall. They're very posh and they don't belong. A sconce is it's a classy touch.
Really?
And it doesn't belong in Gino's lair.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he had two. They were not well positioned. Oh. I don't know if they came with the place and he just kind of shoved the sofa underneath them. But yeah, he has sconces.
All right.
Anyway, Jasmine looks fantastic.
Looking great. Calling her sister because here's why this day isn't as great as it could be. Because she's missing her family. And I feel for her.
She said something really sweet when she's talking to Zuellen, though. She was obviously sad her family can't be there. But she said, I'm sad that the other half of my family can't be here.
Oh, yeah.
She said other half.
I think she wrapped her mind around this. And I just hope that when Dana and Co. watch this season.
Dana and Co. Is that short for Coco? Or is that is that company?
Dana and Co. and Coco.
Because I was like, how did Dana end up with a dog?
Well, when they watched this, when she was just dishing them this whole time, mm-hmm. Are they gonna be fine with it because they were kind of saying things about her too? I hope so.
I think you let bygones be bygones, and you all have matured through this process.
But it's all good. Everyone said, we've met Jasmine. She proved us wrong. She's our family. And so she's getting ready. We go back to Gino and freaking Dana being the cocoa holder, the cocoa handler. It's like Puxatony Phil.
Oh, yeah. Just walking around holding. Yeah. If I see my shadow, we will have a long, happy life.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we had the best. We have the New York Times cartoon calendar.
Because I give it to you every
year. New Yorker.
New Yorker. Because I give it to you every year for Christmas. This is one of the gifts that John always expects.
Yeah. Every year I get the little calendar and each day is a different New Yorker cartoon. And on Groundhog's Day, it was the best.
I put it on display.
I forget it exactly.
It was the groundhog.
It was someone holding the groundhog. And the groundhog's eyes were just so wide. And like there was just fear and terror in the eyes.
And it says, I don't see your shadow. I see my demons. something like that.
So good. Anyways, we get confirmation Uncle Marco is still kicking. So he's alive and well, and I think it was probably just a couple bad TV dinners that took him out of filming or something. But he's back. He's back and better than ever.
And he's going to walk Jasmine down the aisle. And that moment was so sweet.
So this really shows me how far Jasmine has come. Mm-hmm. She's not only saying like, oh, my other half of the family. She's accepting Gino's family in that sentence. But she's tapping in Uncle Marco as her stand-in dad, like to walk her down. It's amazing.
Like, and she gets emotional. They hug. Uncle Marco accepts her too. Like, this was very beautiful.
It really was nice.
And because we just came back from Italy, I just want to say, Marco, Gino, mamma mia.
Marco.
Grazie.
Grazie, prego. Yeah. Speaking of the other half of Jasmine's family, they can't be there, obviously. So they do like a Julia and Brandon thing and they Skype them in.
Yeah, it's a thing. You have to.
You have to. But apparently Jasmine didn't know until she got there,
which was nice.
It's nice that Gino or someone arranged it, but it's a little suspect that she didn't think about doing it herself.
True.
If it's such a big deal that her family be there. And then she's like, oh, look, here they are on Skype.
But it was beautiful. Jasmine walks down the aisle. Gino makes a noise like he always does. Like, woo, so hot. Coco's being Coco.
So they get to the altar. They wrote their own vows. Gino's vows, I thought, were a little telling. I know there's some speculation, but he was like, I'll never forget the first day we spoke. You had the most friendly and confident smile. I think she was a cam girl. I think they met. I think he was.
People say that. I'm not sure about. Like, people say that she was a sugar baby.
I think cam girl.
Oh, what's the difference?
Sugar baby. Like, I think she was on a website dancing naked and he started chatting with her.
I don't think she was, because she says if she was doing that and being a teacher at the same time, you don't think that's what would ruin her career?
No, instead because of like what the principal
nude?
The principal is going to be like, oh, I was on XYZ site and I saw Jasmine. No, then they're both in trouble.
Why not? I mean, if you want to watch porn, why not?
Okay, so then why are you going to call Jasmine out?
Because you have a full-time job. Why? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I haven't done sugar baby things, but.
And you never will.
But if you're seeing someone the first day you talk to them, that's video. So like the first day you talk to a sugar baby, you're video chatting them. You're not texting them, messaging them, phone. He was like, the first day we spoke, you had the most friendly, confident smile, which means the first day we spoke, I saw you.
Maybe he meant live. The first day they talk on camera. I don't know. Honestly, you might be right. And I know there are speculation. I know some of you guys said it multiple times to me, but I've never seen any like a solid proof,
true,
I guess.
True. So. I haven't either. Anyways, Gino's crying. Te amo, muchismo, forever and always.
Yes. Those and then Jasmine has nice vows too, saying she, for
nice.
Gino, she moved to the coldest place she's ever known, Michigan.
Well, I like when she said, and I know this is not a Jasmine original, but she was like, there are two important days in a person's life. The day they're born, the day they discover why. Gino, you're my why. My gringo bonito. You're my why, Gino.
I don't get it.
Oh, you don't? That's beautiful. I think it's beautiful.
I truly don't understand.
There's two important days in a person. The day you're born.
Yeah. I mean, it's important for my parents more so than for me.
The day you're born is pretty important. Otherwise, you wouldn't have any other days. So the day you're born and then the day you realize, oh, I was born to fall in love with you. It's beautiful. Teresa's not that cheesy.
Yeah. I mean, sure. That's beautiful, I guess.
Bonitos. So they say I do. They kiss. Beautiful reception time. And a little toast. A little toast from the hosts.
Yeah, and she says that she appreciates being accepted to the family and everyone loves her. Here is what I'm going to say. It was a beautiful moment. I think they all mean it. I hope they keep it going.
What about the announcement that they have?
Oh, the bebé?
Yeah, the bebé.
Yeah, apparently they're going to start banging to try to have a bebé.
What an announcement.
Which is interesting because she was very much against it.
We're going to start making a baby. Not right now. Get your heads out of the gutter. I know you guys all saw me doing cam shows, but not right now. You're not going to see us bang again.
Remember, like 3 days ago, she told him she banged
Dane?
Dane.
Yeah. He fucks me way better than you.
And then they do some wedding photos and Jasmine asked for a headless photo. So he did it and I'm like, dude, you look so much better.
So much better.
With the fedora, he looks like a little bitch.
So dumb.
Like, he should just shave the head, shave his hair, do a little, I don't know what people put on, a little gel or like little something, like the shiny thing.
Sure.
Like, own it.
Yeah, but then he wouldn't have a signature piece. Like, he would look like a normal dude.
I hate the hat so much.
I know, but honestly, the hat makes their story.
Makes the story.
Yeah,
in
that's
a good
not
way.
Fair. That's not fair to Jasmine. They're more than the hat, but the hat is so good. It's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
All right, but yeah, he did look good without it. Okay, woo! From wedding bells to silence.
Yeah, I'm curious to see. So it's 7.5 hours to the wedding.
Clayton and Annalie.
Yes, Clayton and Annalie. Annalie isn't sure what to do. She isn't sure what to do, especially after the drama with the stripper. She isn't sure what her life is going to be like while she gets a taste of it.
Yeah.
So she's calling her mom Dora.
She calls mom. She talks to mom. She wants to get a mom's point of view. Mom is like, well, you did nothing wrong. It's not your fault. That stripper's rock hard penis had a mind of its own. How are you to blame? And mom's like, couples fight. Keep moving. Don't throw away 2 years of your life because of this fight. You walk down that aisle. You get married. You harvest that American dollar.
Okay, mom, but honestly, if you feel this way 7.5 hours before your wedding, don't get married. Absolutely fucking not. Like, we were hanging out before our wedding, so because we had the family there and we did a brunch, so I was basically with you until I started getting ready.
Yeah.
But I was so excited. I almost wish we could get ready together. I could not stay away from you.
Okay, but there's two things going on here, and that's the trickery of this storyline. They're not apart because they're fighting. They're apart because it is tradition to not see the bride.
Yeah, but they had a fight. They had a fight. She said she might leave and she grabbed her luggage and all this stuff.
But that was a big to-do about nothing, because the reason they're apart now is the same reason that Gino and Jasmine got ready separately, okay? So, like, don't let that sway your opinion of this relationship.
No.
The only thing that matters is she's not responding to his messages.
No, I didn't even think of the fact they were apart. I'm saying, if you feel unsure about someone 7.5 hours before walking down the aisle and saying, I do, then you should not marry that person. Because at this point, all you have to think about, all you should think about is like, oh my gosh, I'm getting married to the love of my life. It's going to be amazing. Let me do my makeup. Let me celebrate. If you're lying in bed crying, thinking about what your life might look like and you don't like the idea, don't get married. She says, well, I can always go back to Peru. My life in Peru is great. I have my friends, I have my family, I have no issues. I'm like, just go back because you're so unhappy.
So that's a good point. Peru, where Dad is. Dad, who doesn't really know the full story. So I wonder if there's that playing in her mind, the hesitation, because Mom knows, but Clayton's still a little bit of a secret, and now she's getting married to this secret. Mm. So I wonder if she's starting to panic about that, like, oh, wait, half the family doesn't know. This is crazy.
I don't think so. I think she's panicking about what's his name? Clayton. Yeah. What Clayton's sister said. She told her about the story with Clayton and his mom, that they're inseparable, that she doesn't think that mom will ever leave the closet. She doesn't think that mom will ever leave them. And so she's thinking of like, oh my gosh, the guinea pigs, mom, we don't do anything. He just plays video games. We don't travel. This is not the life that I want to have. Is this the life that I'm going to have? Like, she's seeing all this, and then Brandy confirmed it.
So I have a hot take now on the on the living situation. Because in the next scene, we saw Cameron and Clayton together checking out where the ceremony is going to happen. And we see that there's a chair reserved for Clayton's brother, Jeremy, who passed away, right?
Yeah.
Clayton's oldest brother died in a car accident a few years back. I feel like Mom and Clayton didn't live together prior to this. I feel, because Clayton said, like, he was my best friend. We were super close. I feel like this is a tragic accident. I feel like this is the reason Mom and Clayton have the relationship they do.
Well, so why did Brandy say they've always lived together?
For years. It's been years.
It's been 2 years.
Yeah.
They've always lived together. It's not 2 years.
Well, how old is Clayton? Let's do some quick.
He's 30.
He's 30. So, I mean, they definitely lived together until he was at least 18. Maybe they lived
They have always lived together. That's what Brandy said.
I know, but I really think, and understandably, this tragic accident impacts people differently. Mom, imagine losing your child and then you losing your brother, best friend. Like, you bond.
All right,
you get closer over that.
Listen, I get that. So how about you get a 2-bedroom apartment, you just move all the shit out to a storage place, and you just live like normal people.
Who knows? Maybe a lot of that stuff is Jeremy's stuff. Maybe she's hoarding her son's
storage stuff.
I know, but people react differently in times like this. This is tragic.
I get it. I totally get it. But there must be a time that you need to.
You do. You do. You have to work through that.
Yeah.
You do. That's not healthy. Okay, you can't live like that forever.
I get it. Okay, let's say she is holding on to Jeremy's stuff. Get a 2-bedroom apartment, and she can live with the stuff in her room.
I agree.
The fact that she lives in the closet in a tiny, it's a tiny apartment for 3 people, and all
that
stuff,
also,
and the guinea pigs, and the dogs.
Forget what Brandy said, because I take what she says with a grain of salt. I will always trust my eyes over my ears. And Mom lives in the closet. To me, that seems like a temporary situation.
It was supposed to be.
Right. That seems like a temporary situation that has not ended. It seems like I lost my son. You lost your brother. I'm moving in. I'll live in the closet. This is temporary until we both get back on our feet.
Clayton said something about this at the beginning of the season. He said that Mom maybe lost her job or went through some financial hardship. So she said, I'll live here for a little bit to save up money.
Yeah.
And she's lived here ever since.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of things going on here.
I get it, but I wouldn't be surprised. For me, if that was the case, like, I can understand how you're helping your mom, right? But being married, like, you need your own space. I would want to have a plan in place. How are we going to move past this? What we're going to do, right? Like, they don't have that. And if I was Annalie, I would run.
For sure. I mean, I would run to Clayton. I would throw tradition to the side and say, we are getting married in a couple hours. Let's talk.
Yeah.
We need to talk this out, because it's a silly argument at the end of the day.
It's not silly. It's big. Think about it.
She,
okay.
She had a stripper and he's mad. It's a silly argument.
Okay, that's a silly argument, but there is way more.
But that's what the fight is over.
Yeah, but that is, here's the thing. She's not just mad about the stripper.
He's mad.
Her.
He's mad.
Well, I think he's past it.
No. Well, I guess she's the one not responding to the messages. But what a weird message.
Yeah.
But the fight started because of the stripper.
Correct.
So they just need to talk it out. Forget the we're not going to see each other till the wedding because there might not be a wedding. Talk it out.
Here's the thing. I think we all have a vision for our life. Like we all have a vision of what we want to do in our life, what we want our life to be like. And then as you live your life, you adjust, right? Shit happens.
Sure.
You can always have what you envision. But before I met you, I had a vision for my life. There was one vision that I thought I might be single forever because I don't know if I can meet the love of my life and I wasn't going to settle. And then I had another vision if I do meet someone that I'm like, I want to travel the world. I want to have fun. I want to try new things. I want to go out and eat. I want to see music. I want to see art. I love art. Like that was my vision for my partner. I'm like, if I don't have someone like this, if I have a home potato who's going to watch football every Sunday and wants to go to Florida once a year for the summer, that's not the life I would want to live.
Yeah, why go once a year when you can live there,
Teresa? but you see what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
So we all had a certain idea of what we want to do. And I got very lucky because you are fulfilling every single thing I ever wanted. And more, you brought some things into my life that now I like to do.
Yeah.
For Annalie, her vision isn't sitting home with guinea pigs and dogs and mom in the closet watching Clayton play video games 10 hours a day. That's not what she envisions. She wants to travel. She wants to do fun stuff. She wants to go out. He's not doing any of it. And that's fine. That's his life. He needs to meet her in the middle. But at this point, they haven't met in the middle. They haven't really done anything. He got pissed over a stripper and she started seeing what her life would be like. So again, I don't blame her. She's questioning this a little too late because people are waiting for her. But but I don't blame her.
Well, maybe she's hiding because she saw what the guests are wearing.
Oh my gosh.
Because this is probably the worst dressed. These are the worst dressed wedding guests we've ever seen.
Look, there is a guy in sweatpants.
This is
a bunch of people with baseball hats.
Honestly, this is offensive.
It is.
This is offensive. And I don't know if I've ever been to Indiana, but I don't think this is an Indiana thing.
I would hope so.
I don't think it's a Kentucky thing. This is just disrespect. I don't know if people don't believe it's a real marriage because she's a foreigner, if they don't support it because she's a foreigner, but like show some respect, at least put on your best jeans and take off the hat.
Not even that. Every guy have a pair of khakis or something in his
closet. I don't. I have zero khakis.
But like a dress pants.
I have nice chinos. Oh yeah, sure, I have a suit.
Yeah,
I have suits.
And if you don't, just go to TJ Maxx and get some. Come on, like pants and tie.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to go fancy.
You can literally go to Old Navy and for $9 look presentable.
It's offensive. And if you don't have like at least one pair of dress clothes in your closet, you should because there are other things that's going to happen besides Clayton's wedding.
Yeah.
It was offensive. And it's like, and the venue is pretty nice.
It's very nice.
It's not like they're getting married in someone's backyard, right?
Even then.
Oh, I agree. But yeah, I was like, someone needs a class.
And it's not even like maps where, oh, there's only 2 weeks to go to Old Navy. You had at least 90 days.
Yeah, on the maps, at least everyone is dressed up.
But I'm just saying like, it's a little last minute on maps. It's like, hey, what are you doing in 2 weeks? Because we're getting married. This was like, hey, what do you? This is a K1. We have 90 days. The end result is a wedding. Get ready. Be prepared.
Yeah.
Buy pants.
Brandy was dressed up. Mom was dressed up. Everyone else should have been.
And again, Clayton was dressed up.
Yeah.
He was dressed nice. Sure, he didn't have his shoes immediately.
Mom brought them.
So follow the leader. If Clayton was setting the tone. If Clayton was wearing a white t-shirt and ripped jeans, fine. You're allowed.
Yeah.
But he was wearing a suit with dress pants. Dress accordingly.
Yes.
But maybe they were right to not dress up because so far, no Annalie, no wedding.
Yeah. They're at the venue. 3 hours to the wedding. Annalie is still in her room, doesn't know what to do. 1 hour to the wedding.
Annalie's still in her room,
hasn't responded to Clayton. Clayton's ready. He walks down the aisle, 30 minutes to the wedding. Clayton's there. Clayton's waiting. All the guests are seating. Looks like a park picnic, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
23 minutes to the wedding.
No, 23 minutes late.
No, it was 30 minutes late.
No, it was, yeah, they started counting. It was 23 minutes late. 30 minutes late.
Still no Annalie.
Still no Annalie. No wedding.
No wedding.
I think she shows.
I think she shows too, but if I was Clayton at that point, I would be like, you know what? Let's not do it.
She might show like Math's Runaway Bride and say, I actually can't do this.
I can't
marry a guinea pig lover.
I think she'll go through with it. If she doesn't, that's going to be a first in the 90-day history.
Yeah.
But I think she will. But again, I think Clayton, because I think Clayton is smart. I just think he's socially awkward and
totally.
He doesn't get out. But I think he's a smart dude.
I think he's a smart dude. And I think he makes a decent paycheck.
I think so, too.
He's
but
just awkward. And he's not that bad looking.
Meh.
No, like, come on.
Meh.
Oh, he's average looking.
He has a big butt.
Okay, average looking, big butt, big paycheck.
He is average.
Big paycheck, big heart.
Well, although I don't know how big of a paycheck he has. I don't know the salaries in Kentucky. Like,
he's still working in cybersecurity or whatever it is.
I think he works IT. In IT, yeah.
Still, he's making above average.
I would hope so, yeah.
He's got a nice apartment.
Yeah, with mom in the closet.
Mom in the closet.
Yeah.
Living maid. So come on, yeah. He's doing well for himself. He's just socially awkward.
He is, and so my point was that he's a smart guy. If she shows up 30 or 1 hour late and says, okay, let's do it, he should say no. He should be like,
no, you don't throw away an entire relationship for spite.
Not for spite, but someone who's questioning you and is late to your wedding, then you're going to marry that person. That's going to go great.
I'd rather you think about if you want to marry me, come to the conclusion that you do, and then marry me.
Okay.
Versus just like, yeah, sure, whatever. I'll marry you.
Okay. That's a good point.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll see.
All right. One more wedding to go.
One more American wedding, but let's not forget that we are Muslims.
Yeah, one Muslim wedding down, one American wedding to go.
Yes.
Sam and Citra.
Someone farted in the car.
I don't want to know.
I think it was Sam, but
I know. That's a lot of spicy foods.
Yeah.
It's a lot of spicy foods. So Citra's family is going to the American wedding. Sam's mom could learn a thing or two from them. That's all I'm going to say. You don't have to agree with it, but you can support your family.
Yeah. And so they're explaining what's going on and that the priest is going to
marry
them. The priest?
A pastor? A Christian?
Absolutely fucking not. That is like, we just did it at the mosque.
We did it at the mosque already. What do we need a pastor to do?
Well, Sam said it was a last minute thing. It's like, he could have asked the mayor or someone, right? Like someone from,
oh,
doesn't have to be a priest.
You think he's in with the mayor like that?
I don't know.
I don't think just any mayor can do. I mean, John Mayer probably could.
Yeah.
But I don't think any mayor is ordained.
Yeah. But Herman says, I'm afraid the pastor is going to read from the Bible. So you need to cancel him.
Yeah. Herman was very clear. He was like, we will not be having a wedding if it's not using the Quran.
Yes.
Well,
and so in the meantime, Citra's getting ready, looking beautiful. We learned that the sisters speak English.
Yeah, they
always pretend like they don't.
They're loosening up a little bit. Yeah. So 2 hours to the wedding and Sam is freaking out. He's calling like 1-800 wedding officiants, just trying to find anyone who can marry them that's not a pastor.
And this, like, I died laughing. So his brother, Tim, that he's getting married with says, well, look, the other brother that's wearing suit and tie and a backwards baseball hat. The other brother, look, is ordained and he can marry people. I'm like, what? Then the explanation. Apparently, Luke got ordained a few years ago.
No, I don't know if it wasn't a few weeks ago, was it?
No, a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, he's like, I was just, you know, bored. I reached the end of the internet and I thought, what else could I do? I guess I could get ordained.
But I think there is a time limit on being ordained. Can you just be ordained and just like do weddings as you go through life?
I mean, it's definitely longer than like 6 months.
Yeah,
so
but I don't know. I've never been ordained, but I died laughing. And then the poor priest shows up and Sam is like, listen, so we're Muslims and yeah, we can't have you.
So many Christian can't marry us. It wouldn't be good for, well, what Sam said was wild because he was like, so we're Muslims, right? And if somebody Christian married us, it wouldn't be good for them. Us. Like he said them first. Yeah. So Luke, yeah, the guy with the backwards hat, he's actually going to marry us if that's cool.
Poor
the
priest.
The priest is like, I'm still getting paid, right? Like, that's fine.
You think you pay the priest? I think like God pays him, no?
I guess. Going to have, goes
I don't
to
know.
Heaven.
But Sam feels bad. He's like, oh, I had to fire the priest.
This could have all been avoided if they just got married in Indiana like Clayton. Because then just like a hamster could marry you or like a guinea pig. If you're in Indiana, apparently anyone could marry you. But they had to get married here. So yeah, the priest is dismissed. Luke is in. They tap Luke in.
Well, he needs to tell Herman. He's like, right. So my brother Luke, who's actually ordained and a Christian,
the one with the backwards hat? Yeah, him.
But Herman's fine with it. Like, it's okay. He's not going to read from the Bible, so that's good.
Yeah. How about when Citra referenced friends?
Loved it. Because like Citra's dad went to see Citra and he's like, you look beautiful. And then we learned that her mom passed away. That's why she's not there, which is sad.
Yeah.
And dad is telling her, like, by the way, Luke is going to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
And Citra's like, it's like in the Friends show when Joey married Chandler.
Was Joey wearing a backwards hat?
No, he was wearing a World War II costume because he just came back from a shoot.
No way.
Yeah. And then he changed later. But yeah, he had like a blood on him too.
Jesus. Yeah. So then it's go time. They're standing at the altar and Sam goes, Luke, before you start, I got to make something right. And he gets down on his knee, whips out a ring, and he's like, I didn't have this when I proposed the first time.
The guy was too broke.
Citra, will you marry me? And Citra's like, yeah, I'm here. what kind of question is that? I was going to marry you already.
She did marry him. Yeah. They're married.
Yeah, and then Muslim wedding.
He tries to give her a smooch. He's like, no. I'm like, why are you saying no? You are married already.
Yeah. Luke kept it very basic. He read right off his cell phone.
He's like,
ChatGPT, put together a wedding ceremony for me.
Well, he went straight for it. He's like, Sam, do you take the Citra?
Whoa. Is that a Joey? No, that's a Joey Lawrence. What does Joey from Friends do?
What do you mean? He loves sandwiches.
What, you ever watch Brotherly Love?
Huh?
Whoa. I think, does Joey from Friends do whoa?
No. He does how you doing.
Oh, yeah, how you doing? How you doing? Okay. Friends thinks. Anyways.
No, Friends is the best.
Okay.
Well, they're married. Long story short, Luke did it. They're married and they finally kissed for the first time.
Woo, the first of many kissing all over. It's been a special day. I think it's going to be a special night exploring each other.
Sam needs to take a class on talking
foreplay.
On foreplay, because sometimes he says things that I'm like, dude.
We're going to explore each other.
Or when he's like, I'm going to drop a deuce.
Did he say that? I blocked.
Something about pooping. I don't know.
I blocked that.
But then mom comes to Sam and says, you know, Sam, I didn't come to the Muslim wedding because grandma got sick. Otherwise, I would have come. And Sam is like, would you? I love it because I'm like, all right, call her out.
Hell
because
yeah.
Is grandma here? This was back-to-back wedding.
I didn't see.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's good that she at least acknowledged it.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
Oh.
We were going to. You said the magic words in the right sequence. You said deuce, then you said grandma. And then I remembered you promised quite the tale. On the maps podcast.
Oh.
Right. Well, this is a perfect time because this is the end, right?
This is the end. Okay. So we went to check. You guys know our passion for the taste of India. That's in Hodonin in the Czech Republic.
If you guys are ever in Hodonin in the Czech Republic, check out our friends at Taste of India.
We always love going. My parents love going. They turned us onto that. I love spicy food. You love spicy food. My parents love that too, right?
Babichka? Not so much.
So Babichka went with us, and she wasn't feeling it.
Paint a picture of Babichka, because she's a sassy lady. She's how old is she? 80.
She's 84.
84, short. She dyes her hair purpley red because that's what the elderly do in Czech for some reason. She's full of sass. She's always yelling about things.
She's very, my grandma's very dramatic.
Very dramatic. Always trying to ply you with sweets. I always have to say, I always have to tell her I don't like sweets. She always tells me I don't eat enough. Okay, so classic grandma.
She's always like, John is such a big boy. He eats like a bird.
So classic grandma, right? Go, take it away.
So we went to Taste of India, and John and I, my dad, we get the spicy
chicken vindaloo.
My mom got this spicy chicken, and she ordered the same chicken for babichka, but not spicy. But here's the thing. It's Indian food. Even in the non-spicy food, it's a little spicy.
Yeah, a little kick to it.
So they brought it. Grandma started eating, saying it's spicy.
Grandma was a little nervous ahead of time. Yeah. So I don't know if I should do spice. And they were like, well, order the non-spicy.
Yeah.
So we ordered the non-spicy for Grandma.
Yeah. I mean, there was nothing else for her to eat, really.
It was basically just baked chicken.
Yeah. So she was like dipping the naans in the... They have like a little
sauce. Sauces. Yeah.
And she kept saying it's spicy. And my mom tried. She's like, what's a little spicy? But I'm saying it's Indian food. There are spices in everything.
It's not even one pepper. Like we were doing two peppers on the menu. This was not even one pepper.
It was zero pepper. My mom was zero pepper too, but my mom was a little spicy. Anyways, grandma's not loving it. She's not loving it. She's like, this is not the greatest. And all of a sudden, and I'm glad I went to the bathroom first. Because I needed to pee.
Mm-hmm.
Came back. All of a sudden, grandma, she just like starts running. She's like, and she like disappears. She went to the bathroom and we were like, oh my God, because she started making comments. And we were like, oh my God. So like joking with my parents. And we were like, everyone's just like dying laughing. I felt bad. And like she was gone for a long time.
Oh, 10 minutes.
So I'm telling my mom, like, do you want to go and check on her? My mom is like, I would rather not. And I'm like, okay, like, I hope she's fine. She came back like sweaty. She sat down. She's like, I just shot so much. She's like, I just shot. And she used that. I laughed so hard. She's like, I just shot so much shitting. 2 seconds later, she stood up and she started running again.
All she did was she came back from the bathroom, she sat down, told us how much she shat, and then a beat goes by, doesn't say anything, stands back up and goes right back to the bathroom.
And then same thing came back. She's like, I cannot stop shitting.
She goes, I cannot stop shitting. We're all done with our food.
She's like,
I can't get in the car. It was probably, a 15-minute drive home?
No, she wanted to get in the car. My mom and my dad didn't want her to get in the car. So my mom's trying to make her take some pills.
We have like Imodium. We have charcoal pills. Yeah.
And grandma's like, I don't want anything. Are you trying to poison me?
She thinks we're like giving her stuff to make her shit more. We're like, no, we're trying to button you up, babichka.
I felt so bad. My mom is like arguing with her. She's like, my mom is like, for fuck's sake, just take the pills. I don't want you to shit in my car.
Your dad's like, let's order another round.
We got
another beer.
Grandma's like, why? Because we were like, because we're waiting for the pills to kick in, Grandma. It's like, no one's going in the car with you right now.
Yeah, mind you, it's a tiny Czech car. The three of us are sitting in the back.
It's Toyota Yaris.
Babichka is basically sitting on Teresa's lap in the back seat. And Teresa's like, please do not shit on me, Babichka.
And my mom was driving. And as they were arguing, my mom is like, I am not stopping the car. You better take the pills. And I'm like, oh my God.
So she did.
She survived it.
She took the pills.
But she's like, I'm never eating there again.
It's the best.
And it's a great restaurant.
It's the best. Shout out to Taste of India.
But we all like died laughing. And
we were crying laughing.
I felt
my
bad,
favorite part
was
when
so
she
funny.
Just, she came back, she sat down, one, two, stands up, goes right back to the bathroom, doesn't say a word. We've all been there. Babichka, we've all been there.
We've all been there. I know. I feel bad, but it was a fun story.
It was hilarious.
She's done with Indian food for good.
Good more for us.
True. Babichka's very dramatic. She sometimes does and says things that I'm like, really? Like they contradict each other.
Yeah. Wow. All right. That's enough.
Good times. We love Babichka. We love her.
All right. Woo, that's the episode. What an episode. I think one more episode because we got to get Ashley and Manuel married. We got to get Clayton and Annalie married.
Potentially.
If they're going to. So I think one more episode and then some tell-alls.
Yeah, for sure.
Woo! All right. Thank you guys for listening. If you guys want to hear even more, if you guys want to hear us talk about the single life, we can do it. We do it. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality, MarriedToReality.supercast.com. It's where we're also going to post the picture of Teresa writing her vows moments before the wedding.
Woo! What?
Oh, I thought you had something to say. You were raising your hand.
No, I was scratching my nose.
Oh, all right.
I said, woo. I was going to say, should we post a photo of Taste of India too? Maybe next time.
All we have is the sign.
Yeah, that's great.
Did we post or take any photos of the food?
I don't know.
I have a photo of the bathroom after your grandma was in it, but I don't know if we're legally allowed to post that. Anyways,
don't even
all right, scratch away. I'll handle the rest over here. So Patreon, Supercast. Follow us on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. Send us a message. Call in over there. You're doing a lot of hand things. I keep thinking you want to say something.
I'm supporting you.
Keep supporting. All right. Make sure you're following the podcast. It's so easy to do. Look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as all the brides, because all of them look beautiful that we've seen so far.
Beautiful bride. LOL. Speaking of babichkas, you ever see that on Facebook? Like,
oh, yeah. Lots of love.
What? Yeah, they think it's lots of love.
I know.
They're like, you're a beautiful bride, LOL.
Like, I've seen something. It was about, like, your grandfather just died, LOL.
Oh, the elderly.
Brutal. We love babichkas on Facebook.
All right. Bubbies and Garrities. We love them. All right. And if you haven't left a review, please do. All right. That is it. We have said it all. Said too much. If your babichka learned English and listened to this podcast, she would be mad. So, all right. I've said it all.
You said it all.
Means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.